This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Two protesters in a 40-person march of the Coalition Against Death Alley were arrested for refusal to leave the office building of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry in Baton Rouge. Toxic air pollution in Louisiana's industrial belt is rising in absolute terms, and relative to other states has increased, making the state fourth after Texas, Illinois, and Ohio of the America's most polluted census block tracts. Globally, forests take more than a quarter of the carbon emissions from human activities out of the atmosphere every year. Amazon's attempt to displace the Seattle City Council, which has attempted to tax its work, has led to donations of $41 million by the company and other independent groups, more than has been spent the previous two decades of elections combined. Reading scores fell across the country, with two of three students not meeting standards for proficiency, while Education Secretary DeVos resisted calls to increase funding for underperforming schools. Twitter, distinguishing itself from Facebook and others, has announced a ban on all political advertising. Import of black clothing has been banned in Hong Kong to prevent access by protesters. Chile backed out of hosting two international conferences because of its inability to respond to continued protest. UC Berkeley Labor Center found that the proposed subcontracting initiative in California by Uber and its allies would guarantee pay for Uber and Lyft drivers at the equivalent of a wage of $5.64 per hour. Carnegie Mellon researchers found that fine particulate pollution increased 5.5% on average across the country between 2016 and 2018 after decreasing nearly 25% over the previous 7 years. They concluded that a decrease in enforcement of the Clean Air Act may have been the cause. The GAO has found that a loophole in a poorly written 1995 law to encourage drilling in the Gulf of Mexico that offered a temporary reprieve on paying oil royalties was accidentally made permanent on some wells, allowing Chevron, Shell, BP, ExxonMobil, and others to avoid paying at least $18 billion to the government. The House of Representatives voted to approve the impeachment process rules. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, MFM.